The Most Reverend Michael Mulvey.
Rejoice in the Lord always. St. Paul wrote to the community in the city of Philippi at a time when he was being persecuted and in serious trouble. Yet, in spite of this, he advised those dear friends of his, in fact, he almost commanded them, to rejoice always. But can anyone give such a command? Look at the world around us. Sometimes it's hard to find reasons to feel good about life, never mind being joyful. With all the worries we have, the social injustice, the strained relationships among nations, it's always hard work to avoid becoming overwhelmed and discouraged and turning in on ourselves. And yet, St. Paul's invitation is there for us too. Rejoice in the Lord always. What was his secret? Kari Lubick wrote, quote, "There is a reason why, despite all our difficulties, we should always be joyful. The reason is that Christian life lived out brings us to this. Through Christian life, Jesus is alive in us, and when we are with him, we cannot fail to be joyful. He is the source of true joy because he gives meaning to our life and guides us with his light. He frees us from fear. And whether we are concerned about the past or something yet to come, he gives us the strength to overcome all the difficulties, temptations, and trials that we might encounter." End quote. Christian joy is not simple optimism, nor is it the security given by material well-being. It isn't the cheeriness of those who are young and healthy. Instead, it is the fruit of a personal meeting with God in the depths of our hearts. Rejoice in the Lord always. Paul went on to say that this joy enables us to welcome others in a kindly way and be ready to use our time for others. Moreover, on another occasion, Paul referred explicitly to Jesus as saying, "There is more joy in giving than in receiving." Being in Jesus' company gives us an inner peace that has a disarming power and can often have a positive impact on the people around us. Not long ago, despite the dangers and challenges of the war, a large group of Syrian young people met together to share their experiences of living the gospel and to experience the joy of mutual love. They returned home, determined to witness that it is possible to live as one family. We received this feedback from one of the people that participated. Quote, "We heard so many stories about profound suffering and pain, but also about the great hope and heroic faith in God's love. Some people have lost everything. Others watched their loved ones die." Now, these young people are determined to help make a new start. They have organized fundraising events involving thousands of people. They are at work to rebuild a school and a garden at the center of a small village where construction remained unfinished due to the war. They have helped many refugee families. The other words of Kari Lubick come to mind, quote, "Christian joy is like a ray of sunlight shining through a tear, a rose flowering from blood-stained soil. It is the essence of love distilled from suffering. That is why it has the apostolic power of a glimpse of paradise. In these Syrian brothers and sisters of ours, we recognize the fortitude of the first Christians through the way they bear witness during this terrible war, to their trust and hope in God who is love. Their example helps their friends to have the same trust and hope. We give you thanks, our friends, for this lesson in Christianity put into practice."